One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message. Maintaining a perfect heart.
Hallelujah. Told you a story. A man called his son-in-law, said, "I want you to go and build me a house." Said, "I have such and such amount of money I want to use to build a house." So he said, "Build a very good one for me." He gave his son-in-law money. Son-in-law went to build. From time to time, you come and demand money, you get the money, you go and build. When he finished it, he came. Father-in-law said, "Have you finished?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Is it a beautiful house?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Is it tremendous?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Where are the keys?" "Here are the keys, sir." He collected the keys. Then he said, "You see, you're married to my daughter. And I've been thinking of something good I'd like to do for you. And I thought for myself that I'll ask you to build the best house in the city just for you and my daughter. Here are the keys. The house is yours." You would think, hey, he should fall, you know, I mean, he should be so full of joy. Son-in-law started crying. They thought, "What is he crying for? What's the matter?" You know why he was crying? He used poor materials. He used the wrong materials to build a house. It was a bad one. It was a bad one. He discovered all the time he was building, with all the wrong and cheap materials, he was building the house for himself. Now, father-in-law says, "Go and stay in that house." And he couldn't, oh boy, he was finished. Yes, you may not know what you do in the house of God is for you. If you sweep it well, you are sweeping for your life. If you arrange the chairs well, you are arranging for your life. I'm telling you. If you come to the meeting early, it's for your life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Remember it. Don't forget it. Let the things of God enthuse you. Let them inspire you. Don't touch the chair and see all the dust and say, "Can you imagine what these ushers did?" Don't hiss. They are your brethren. They are your brethren. Are you hearing me? Are you sure you are hearing me? When you go out, maybe you go to the bank. I believe almost all of you go to the bank one time or the other. You need money. So, or maybe to some other place and you have to fill a form. You're filling something there. You're writing your name. In some of the forms, you even have this place there for age. You just write it. And when you go out and they say age, I'm not talking about just the visitor's form now, which of course many of you will still feel. But some forms, you're making an application to somewhere. You're writing an application to somewhere. Age, do you write adult? You write your age. Then you write date of birth. You write it. And who's coming to collect it? Not the MD. Not the chairman of the board. Not the president. One young guy or young girl coming to you and says, hello. Doesn't even say good morning. Says, hello. You even say good morning. You even say good morning, madam. Say, hello. And collects the paper from you. Sure. And says, you come after and says, sit down there, please. And you sit down there. She takes it away. When we come to the house of God, the usher says, please, brother, could you sit over there? Anyway, you take your Bible, sit down there. I'm sorry, I meant the other. What have I done to you? Is this not the house of God? Can't I sit anywhere? We terrorize our own brethren. You will see their mate outside. You can't talk. That air hostess will tell you to go down, you go down. From the plane. After you are paid. She tell you and say, oh, 2H, this is not your chair, sir. Could you move from here? You say, oh, thank you very much. You'll be so nice outside. When we come into the house of God, and that young lady or that young guy says, could you just sit down here a moment? You say, sit. Somebody just went in. Can I just go in? No, please. You wait a while. Then you want to go by yourself. You say, please, you can't go in. Huh? Then you go back and say, that little thing was telling me the house of God. Listen. Those in the house of God deserve more respect. The Bible says, do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith. Anywhere I go, whether somebody's house or somebody's office, anywhere, I greet the person there first. Whether you are like this, or you are like this, or you are like this, or like this, I greet you first. If I come into the house of God, the same thing. I don't have to know the pastor. And the person doesn't have to be introduced to me first. You should feel ashamed when after you have talked to somebody roughly, they now come and introduce him to you. And you discover you have to now say, I'm sorry. You should feel ashamed. It's better for him to tell you, stand there at the gate, you can't enter. And you wait. And let the Oga Pata come outside and say, what? Do you know him? I'm sorry, sir. What do you think will happen to that security man? He'll be scratching his head. Because even Oga had respect for this man. Than for Oga to come out and tell security man that next time don't let him come here. Have respect in the house of God. Do things with the right heart. With the right loyalty.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, maintaining a perfect heart.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234 812 344 5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart.
He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message. Maintaining a perfect heart.
Hallelujah.
Have respect in the house of God. Do things with the right heart, with the right loyalty. Even if the pastor says something that is against you, be kind. And remember, that pastor is only trying to help you. Did you hear me? It is most unlikely that your pastor will be in competition with you. If you buy a new car, it's your pastor that will be thanking God. He can never be your enemy. If you move it into a new house, you cannot tell your pastor, say, hey, can you imagine members are now moving into new houses? No. It's your pastor that will rejoice. Your pastor can never be in competition with you. Your prosperity, listen, your prosperity is a sign that what he's teaching you is working. It's a sign. How many pastors will be happy? All the members are losing their jobs and, you know, how can he be happy? What kind of pastor is that? Remember, God has called you. You are walking in his house. You are walking in his house. Serve him with the right heart. Mix with the right people. Who are the right people? The right people are those who encourage you to do the right thing in the house of God. Those that encourage you to go on. Those that cheer you on in the things of God. They are the right people. Not the one that you have been coming to church here. He comes from somewhere else. He says, he is a member of the church. On Sunday, you are supposed to be coming to church. He says, look, you enjoyed last Sunday service. Let me take you to maybe CPM or CMM or anything. He says, let me take you there. You will see church. That one is a diseased branch. It's a diseased branch. Somebody said, I like to go to many churches because, you see, he feels that God has sent him to be a church inspector. Yes. He knows the good ones and the bad ones in town. It's wrong. Nobody has that assignment. Nobody has that assignment. Any church you mention, it has been there. I want to be exposed to the different kinds of ministries. I don't blame some of these people so much. I blame those who have been teaching them. Some people have wrongly taught that you must be exposed to the offices of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. All five, you must be exposed to all these ministries. Listen, that is false doctrine. It is false doctrine. Jesus should have told his disciples, now, from today, Monday, until 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be operating in the office of the apostle. Watch carefully. Now, on a certain date, you see, as at the last 20 days, we have been operating from the office of the apostle. I'm going to start now with the ministry of the prophet. He should have done it. But the master didn't do that. The Bible says he gave some apostles and some prophets and some teachers, pastors, evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Don't say I've been receiving the ministry of a pastor for some time. I am now hungry for the ministry of a teacher or the ministry of an evangelist. The Bible says, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. He didn't say, and the sheep seek him. The Lord has brought you here. Stay. If you didn't find his word here, go. But if you found his word here, stay. If an apostle should preach it, it will be the same. If an evangelist should preach it, it will be the same. If a teacher should preach it, it will be the same. If a pastor should preach it, it will be the same. Whoever preaches it, it will be the same. What matters is the anointing of God's Spirit working and touching your life. That's what matters. That's what matters. What have you done with the word that you have heard? We have many old Christians outside there in town, from church to church, many old Christians. Many. Many. 1981 or 82, they were in Christ Chapel. In 86, they were a household. In 89, they were a Lateran. Some of them, in 93 and 94, they were in Christ Embassy. In 95, they went to Redeemed. And now, they don't know where to go. I warn you, think about it and take this word seriously. What are you looking for in the house of God? Is it not to keep your own soul saved and to help others in? If that is it, then continue. Continue. Keep your eyes on the master. Don't let any human being, male or female, or in between the two, turn your heart away from God. Don't let anyone turn your heart away from God. Have you heard me? Okay. We will pray.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.